Well, we had a listener who sent in a story. The story goes like this. I think it's about their daughter. It says, when she was four, we were at a restaurant. A rather large woman walked by our table. Out loud, my daughter yelled out, "Look at the size of that one." And the listener says she wanted to hide under the table after that.
That is awesome.
That's terrible. Kids do say the darndest things.
If that was my kid, I'd laugh my ass off.
You know, I see, you know, a heavy set woman sometimes, a really heavy set woman, and all I can think to myself is, holy shit. Yeah. Like, how the hell did she get out of bed?
You really let yourself go.
Yeah. They've always got, like, 7 children.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Still breastfeeding. And, like, all their kids are over 10, you know.
Oh, one's they're 20. Still popping babies out.
Oh.
All right. Well, it's
that's
funny.
So messed up.
It's a boy.
It's funny that we were talking about the peeing your pants, and that's actually one of the stories I was going to share. Was when I was a little kid, and I remember one day I really had to go to the bathroom, and I went up to the teacher. And I said to her, I said, "I really need to go to the bathroom." She's like, "No, you can hold it till you get back." So I went to the other teacher. So I walked all the way across the playground, which when you're a little kid, that's a long walk. And so I had to go even more. So I go to that teacher and I'm like, "I need to go to the bathroom. Can I go?" She's like, "No, you can hold it. We're almost done recess." So what I said was, I was like, "All right, you know what? Screw it. I got to go. So I'm going to go." So I went into the playground and I found like this little section of the playground that was like, it had a wall. It had two walls that came to a point. And I remember I peed all over that playground that nice. Day. I left my mark.
That's awesome.
On that playground.
You're like, Mark left his mark.
He was like, "Screw these teachers. I'm pissing on the playground."
And then there was another time where they didn't let me go. And I think I peed my pants standing right in front of the teacher.
You should have just urinated on their legs.
Yeah, you should have just whipped it out and pissed on their leg.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. That's gross. That's a whole nother level of gross. But no, the peeing on the playground thing was real. And when I was peeing on that playground, it was so glorious.
You're like, yes, this is awesome.
All playgrounds are just covered in urine.
Probably.
All playgrounds, all pools are pools, filled. You're just swimming anything. In people's pee.
Ugh.
It's gross.
Anything.
That's why they invented chlorine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where I got my tapeworm.
Oh, what?
Ew. Oh. It just floated up inside you? What the fuck?
What?
That's disgusting. It's like, how'd you get your tapeworm? Well, I went swimming with these kids.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I just need to relax after all that tapeworm.
Is this the song you're going to play where you're swimming in the pool?
This is cleansing. This will cleanse us.
This is a cleansing?
This will cleanse our souls.
This is a relaxing song.
I feel like I want to be dancing. Da-da-da-da.
This is Mark's theme song.
This is it.
It is.
This is his whole life theme song.
For our listeners, I'm Hispanic. So when I introduce my name, I should have this.
Yeah, you should play this in the background.
This is Mark from the After Hours show.
And yes, he is Hispanic.
Oh.
Here's my flag to prove it.
He likes Chipotle.
He likes spicy food.
I just come on.
And mowing lawns.
Yeah, I need my lawn mowed. Mark! And his song just cheers up and goes
I come on. Hola, amigos.
Hola, amigos.
Me llamo es Mark.
I did 3 lawns today.
And when we sign off, buenas noches. Esta, the after hour show.
Si, si, señorita.
I floated here with my 12 friends.
I almost just spit coffee all over my computer. I literally almost just spit my coffee everywhere.
I like that.
Ah, man, that's pretty funny. All right, guys, we'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to be sharing 20 signs that you may or may not be a narcissist.